This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny was arrested at a Moscow airport Sunday. Now other countries are responding and calling for his release. France's foreign ministry called for the immediate release of the Kremlin critic. Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Agnès van der Meulen said in a statement, the country is very concerned and, quote, with its European partners, it is following the situation with the utmost vigilance and called for his immediate release. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden's aide also responded, saying Navalny should be released and, quote, the perpetrators of the outrageous attack on his life must be held accountable. The president-elect's incoming national security advisor, Jake Sullivan, said the Kremlin's attacks on Mr. Navalny are not just a violation of human rights, but an affront to the Russian people who want their voices heard. Navalny returned to Russia Sunday after spending 5 months recovering from nerve agent poisoning that he blames on the Kremlin. The arrest was widely expected because Russia's prison service said he had violated parole terms from a suspended sentence on a 2014 embezzlement conviction. President-elect Biden is planning to lay out a positive, optimistic vision for the country in his inaugural address on Wednesday. A key aide said on Sunday he will, quote, try to turn the page on the divisiveness and the hatred of the last 4 years under outgoing President Donald Trump. Kate Bedingfield, Biden's incoming communications director, told ABC's This Week show that the new U.S. leader will lay out a path forward. She went on and said she believes that that is what Americans want, a government focused on doing right by them. This is VOA News. The upcoming inauguration is fraught with tension after the January 6th storming of the Capitol by a mob of thousands of supporters of President Trump. The outgoing president urged them to march to the building as lawmakers met to certify President-elect Biden's victory in the Electoral College that determines the results of the U.S. presidential election. The lead opposition Democratic impeachment manager said Sunday that President Trump did nothing to stop his supporters from storming the U.S. Capitol. Congressman Jamie Raskin told the media network CNN Sunday, quote, he was watching it on TV, an insurrection tailgate party. No date has been set for President Trump's second impeachment trial in the Senate on the single charge that he incited insurrection. Three Saudi civilians were wounded on Sunday by a projectile fired by Yemen's Houthi movement into a border town. That's according to Saudi Civil Defense Unit. A man and two children were injured. A Saudi-led military coalition is backing Yemeni government forces fighting the Iranian-aligned Houthi movement, which controls much of Yemen's north. On Friday, the coalition said it had intercepted and destroyed three explosive-laden drones launched by the Houthis toward Saudi Arabia. The United Nations is trying to revive talks to end the war. It has devastated Yemen's economy, caused the world's worst humanitarian crisis, and left the poorest country on the Arabian Peninsula at the mercy of the COVID-19 pandemic. Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif dismissed a claim by France that Tehran was in the process of building up its nuclear weapons, Zarif calling it absurd nonsense. The foreign minister said in a published interview Saturday that Iran was building up its nuclear weapons capacity, and it was urgent that Tehran and Washington return to a 2015 nuclear agreement. Looking at the general election in Uganda, opposition leader Bobi Wine's party said Sunday it was preparing to challenge President Yoweri Museveni's election victory. The National Unity Party spokesman told a news conference on Sunday that it condemned Wine and his wife's house arrest and said they have evidence of ballot stuffing and other forms of election malpractice. U.S. President-elect Biden's incoming national security advisor said Sunday, after this flawed election, the world is watching. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.